We're going to get you, first of all, into the realm of possibilities that you have never, that has never existed in your life before. Now, I'm saying something called realms of possibility. What do you think realms of possibility means?
Possibilities that can open up, that you can open up.
Okay, I like that. And in the past, when you want things to work for you, did it ever work?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Anything I've ever wanted, I've gotten.
Okay. Did you have to do a lot of work for it?
Not enough.
Did you have to work hard to get it?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, when we look at things like the law of attraction, the law of attraction is just one of the laws. Give an example, there's a law called the law of gravity. With the law of gravity, when you walk off the building, what happens? As you know, you fall and you hurt yourself and you die. Law of attraction is also one of those laws that is actually unbreakable. When you look at the law of attraction, whatever you attract is what you get. Okay, so now, to start off, have you ever, and I think we talked about this before, but you know what it's like when you walk into the room and you see someone you don't like, you don't even have to speak to them, and they could be across the room, and you feel their what? You feel their vibe, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you go into another room, I'm sure you know people that they walk into the room and all of a sudden the room just glows, or they just light up the room. That is the law of attraction. Now, if you open up your book to page one, it states at the top of the page, I attract to myself and my life and business whatever I give my attention, energy, or focus to, whether I want it or not, or whether it's negative or positive. Sometimes I add nice words. So what this all means is that if you break that down, I attract to my life and business whatever I give my attention, energy, or focus to. So in other words, whatever you focus on, you get. And does that sound right?
Yep.
Okay. So if I focus on that I'm going to have a bad day, what happens?
You're going to have a bad day.
If I focus on I'm going to get a speeding ticket, what happens?
You're probably going to get one.
Because what happens when you're driving down a road, you're doing 130 kilometers an hour down on, we'll say, the heading up north. What usually happens? What do you usually say to yourself?
Hope I can see the cop coming.
Exactly. Or hope I don't get a speeding ticket. Hope I don't get a speeding ticket. And all of a sudden your nerves go right raw. And all of a sudden the stress builds right up. And you're saying, oh my God. Okay, I can go a little bit faster. I know I could do it. I hope I don't get a speeding ticket. I hope I don't see a speeding ticket. And what you're putting out there is focusing on what? Not getting a speeding ticket. What happens? We don't hear the word don't. So all of a sudden our subconscious said, oh, go and get a speeding ticket. And sure enough, around that bend, there's a police officer, and he has the gun pointed right at you, and the radar gun states you're doing 140, you're pulled over, you lose your license, and all of a sudden you're saying, God, I wish I didn't speed. So when you look at that, whatever you focus on, you always get. So here's another thing. We'll say your wife is in a, wife is not home when you get home, and all of a sudden your brain goes into the past and saying, oh yeah, you watch, she's probably out screwing around with someone else. What do you think she starts feeling? Well, he doesn't trust me. I bet he thinks I'm screwing around. That's why I haven't been home yet. And maybe her integrity wasn't that she didn't call you. So now your mind is really racing because you think something's gone wrong. And what usually happens is that it starts manifesting. It starts festering into something you didn't want and it starts showing up in your life again. Because what you focus on, you get. And like I said, my brother was always the type, oh yeah, life sucks, nothing ever works for me. And I kept on saying, Peter, why are you saying that? I said, what you put out there, you're going to get, oh yeah, whatever. I said, I never get a good job. I always are poor. Well, sure enough, he never got a job. He was always on EI. And so I shared with him one day, I said, why don't you start seeing yourself already got a job, that you're already working? Within 2 weeks after teaching him it, he got a job. And instead of only making, 10 bucks or 12 bucks an hour, he was bringing in almost $42 an hour on his technical skills. And he said, oh my God, look at this. I'm so lucky. I said, well, you created it. You got what you asked for. You wanted a job. You wanted a job that was paying good money. I said, imagine if you went back there and saying, I'm creating a job that's paying me $60 an hour. I said, that would have shown up in your life. So the next line says, how does the law of attraction work? And how the law of attraction works, it's vibes. And what is the long word for vibes? So on the first line, put down vibes. V-I-B-E-S. What's the long term for vibes? Vibration. So vibes equals vibration. Now, a lot of times you see people say, oh, I like his vibe. You don't hear them saying, oh, I love his vibration, right?
Yeah.
So these words are all mean the same thing. Vibes, energy, frequency. Oh, I love his frequency. I love how, you know, she vibes just the right way. And so that's why the vibe, what a lot of people back in the 70s would use. Oh, love his vibe. So a vibe.
I thought it was groove.
Or a groove, yeah. You betcha. Oh, he got a groove on. Okay. So what is also, how does the law of attraction work as well? It's a thought or feeling. A vibe, next line, put down vibe, equals a thought or feeling. In other words, any thought you put out there or any feeling is a vibe, and whatever vibe you're putting out there is the energy, and whatever energy you're putting out there is actually what you're getting back. It's a true law. So whenever you put out again, you know, oh, I feel lucky. I always get the highest mark in school. I always get, you know, I always get time off with my family on family day. What starts happening? You get that time off at family day. Because your energy is shifting, and it's sort of like a genie. Your wish is my command. Well, I like to, I love how I enjoy getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. All of a sudden, then your body starts saying to you, yep, I got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. We have an internal clock that if we stated that we want to get up at, we'll say 4:30, we go to bed at, we'll say 11 o'clock, guaranteed, since you stated that to yourself that, yeah, I'm getting up at 4:30, you start getting up at 4:30. And that clock inside you or the energy that's inside you saying, okay, I got to get up. It's 4:30. And you're saying, well, how come that happened? Well, you created it. So creating means that we are now, these are words that you don't usually hear out of people. Give an example, Oprah Winfrey many years ago had a gentleman by the name of Wayne Dyer that came on her show. And Wayne's in the back, in the green room, waiting to be called out. And she comes back and, you know, introduces herself to him. And Wayne says, you know what? I want to congratulate you for doing such a great job. And Oprah said, thank you, but I created it. I created this dynasty. So when you take that power and put it down that you created things, it makes you more powerful and you get more out of life. It becomes where you are now in charge of your life and no one else can take that away from you. However, we get a lot of people just saying, oh, you're stupid, you're dumb, you're not going to go anywhere. Yeah, you're going to wind up in a reform school. And that's our past creeping back in their life. So this is why it's so important that whatever type of vibe you put out there, make sure it's positive. Make sure it's something we're stating, wow, yeah, I'm good at what I do. Or I'm extremely good at this. Because then your body will start saying, yeah. And you start radiant out that energy. So how does the law of attraction works? Again, a vibe equals a vibration. A vibe equals a thought or feeling. And again, they state, what's the definition of law of attraction? What did it state at the top of the page? Go ahead.
I attract to myself. You want it all?
Yeah.
My life and my business. Whatever I give my attention, energy, and focus to, whether negative or positive.
So now, imagine if you put it out negative, what would happen?
Everything would be negative.
Mm-hmm. So do you have an example of that? Of something that happened, or maybe one of your team players?
staff that's constantly pretty negative. Mm-hmm. Yeah, rubs people negative all the time. So
rubs you right raw, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And then because of that, the other people feel his energy, don't they?
Yep.
Okay. So they walk around, and the old expression, he rubs me right raw. Rubs my nerves right raw. And it's true. Different people in your life will put that type of power on you. And they'll try to make you understand their way and, oh, you know, nothing ever works for me. Did you ever have that happen to you? And you're saying, no. Well, you know, this sucks. You know, my husband left me a couple weeks ago and he went for another woman. And all of a sudden you're listening to their cesspool. But then you have a choice, and this is what's going to be teaching you, that everything that happens in your life now is choices. And you can create anything that you want out of your life. So if you do have a bad day, you can say, oh, that's only a minor setback, and get back into a positive way of thinking. Now, before we continue, you'll see the next box, there's a negative and a positive. Okay? So at this time, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Write down 10 words that are negative.
In 30 seconds?
All right, fine. You got a minute. Okay. You got a minute to write down 10 words that are negative. To give you an example on one of them, hate. Write that down. Do it now. So share me some words that you're putting down right now.
Hate, dislike, want.
Now, you know, want actually could be positive or negative.
Need.
How about despair?
Huh?
Despair. Life doesn't work. We got hate. How about angry? How about, give me feeling words.
Anger, sad. You only got 8 boxes here.
All right, 8 words. Be a smart ass. Poor.
Yeah.
Never. One more word. What's that?
That's 9.
Okay. So now at this time, give me 8 words that are positive. So first one would definitely be love.
How'd you guess?
Yeah, I wonder. How about admire? Joy.
Joy?
Yeah, J-O-Y, joy. What's the opposite of poor? Abundance. How about possibility? Any other word?
Happy. Like. Energy.
Well, let's use another word than energy.
Why?
Because I want to.
Energy is a good one.
Okay, we'll use energy. Another word.
Positive.
Well, I'm looking for positive words. So let's get a little bit more creative.